Good morning. Some clouds moved into the region overnight off the tops of some old thunderstorms from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. So we have filtered sunshine in spots, partly sunny skies elsewhere, but the humidity has come up considerably, and I think you'll notice that big change early this morning. Couple of passing showers the first part of the day today, but temperatures should still climb into the lower to mid 80s on average with an increasing southwest wind flow. As the humidity builds and jet stream energy heads in our direction from the Great Lakes and Midwest, scattered showers will evolve around lunchtime and become more numerous, eventually growing into some thunderstorms. Some of those storms by the middle and latter portion of the day will be on the stronger side, maybe even severe with gusty winds, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. More scattered showers and storms tonight, back into the lower 60s, and with the humidity still in place tomorrow, and another wave of low pressure passing by, more scattered showers and thunderstorms for Friday afternoon with highs near 80. The humidity breaks late Friday night, and on Saturday we'll enjoy much more comfortable air. It'll be cooler but still mild with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the lower 70s. Some more jet stream energy will head our way on Sunday. That, combined with some moisture building off of the Atlantic, could lead to a few scattered showers. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny for the second half of the weekend and highs back into the 60s. It'll stay in the 60s, though, with dry weather on Monday. And with high pressure dominating through the middle of next week, it looks dry and mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs bouncing back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the front associated with the ongoing severe weather in the plains and Midwest will slowly push eastward today before speeding up tomorrow. Another round of storms will occur along the front by this afternoon from central Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. These storms will have the capability of becoming severe, and the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting an enhanced risk of severe weather in southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and eastern Nebraska and Kansas. In addition, these storms may also produce flash flooding, and flash flood watches have been issued for the Chicago area already. Meanwhile, dry, warm conditions along with gusty winds will continue behind this dry line in eastern New Mexico and into West Texas. These conditions will yield critical fire weather conditions today. And heavy snow will continue across the higher terrain of the Colorado Rockies through today as that upper level low driving much of the severe weather in the plains continues to slide eastward. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 41 degrees with a west wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 52, 72% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.93 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 20 at Lava Mountain and Fossil Butte, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s. Boston partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, more showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, a new record. The old record was 88, set in 2001. The low yesterday morning, 45. The average temperature for the day, 68. That's 14 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday. 12.70 inches of rain and melted snow for the year, which is 1.32 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month and for the season, which is 1 cooling degree day below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 2001 and in 1913, and the record low, 29, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 70s. More showers and storms tonight with lows near 60. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by late afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80. Much lower humidity Saturday, a bit cooler but still mild, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s. A few scattered showers Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s Monday, and partly to mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, highs back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.